Welcome to the Visualize Meditation Podcast, hosted by your friend, Sasha Patil, a certified meditation teacher and visualization enthusiast. The first step to creating your dream life is to create a clear and exciting vision for what you desire. The vision will inspire you to take action and manifest this life for yourself. I'll be guiding you through visualization meditations that inspire you to get clear on your deepest desires. Get ready to turn your vision into a reality. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Visualize Meditations podcast. It is me, your friend Sasha. Hi, how's it going? Welcome to every old listener, new listener, whoever's out there. I just launched this podcast to friends and family. So if you're friends and family, hey, welcome to my podcast. And if you've been listening for a while, hey, it's good to see you. Or I can't see you, but I'm glad you're here. Today, we're going to be doing a visualization meditation around building community and building a friend group, building a ride or die tribe. This is something I've been really challenged with for the last year and a half or so because I moved to Miami from New York, and you have to build community from scratch when you move to a new place. And also, building friends and creating friends and finding friends as an adult is hard. It's challenging, and the thing that I found that's really helped is getting really, really clear about what I value in friends and, you know, how am I showing up as that person? Basically writing a list down, being like, I value this A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and am I showing up that way? So that's what we're going to be doing today on the Visualize Meditations podcast. Without further ado, let's get into the meditation. You can find yourself in a comfortable seated position with your eyes gently and safely closed. Any feelings, thoughts, sensations, or emotions that come up during meditation are completely normal, and you can allow them to pass like a cloud in the sky without any judgment and gently bring yourself back to the meditation. What does your dream community look like? You are building this group of friends, this ride or die tribe, this community that feels like family. What does that look like? Get really, really clear. Picture it so clearly. What values do you and your community share? Picture them. Picture the values. Get really, really clear about how you guys show up for one another and how you guys support one another based on these core values. How does this group of friends have fun? What do you guys do for adventure? What do you guys do for fun together? What does that look like? In the hard times, how do you and your ride or die tribe support one another and show up as friends? What does that look like for you? Get really, really clear and feel it as if you feel the love coming from your friends right now. What character traits do these friends have? List them out. Visualize what they look like. Visualize what they feel like. And really sit in that feeling. How are you showing up as a friend for this community? Visualize the actions that you take, the love that you give. Picture it and feel it. Allow the feeling to fill you up and radiate out of you. You can keep your eyes closed and bring some gentle movement back into the body. Sit in this feeling of community and love. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. All right, friends, I hope that meditation was really helpful for you. I wish I could be there with you. I wish our community could come together and we could all be friends, just because That would be awesome. As always, it's really important to take an action step towards building this community that you want. So if that looks like going to an event, booking an event, starting an event, inviting a friend out, anything, whatever that looks like for you, I encourage you to do it now while you are in this state. And it's really important to show up as the friend that you want to be. It's like, be the friend that you want, Would you be friends with yourself? Be honest with yourself. If the answer is yes, awesome, cool, keep doing what you're doing. And if the answer is no, it's time to change. So yeah. All right, guys, you know the drill. At the end of every Visualize Meditations podcast, I do a reflection from the We're Not Really Strangers self-love pack so you guys get to know me a little bit better. Today, I've pulled a level 2 present card. And the question is, what's your way of loving people the wrong way? Well, that's funny given the nature of this episode about friends. I'm the type of person, it's a blessing and a curse, right? Like, I'm the type of person who will always show up. I'm the type of person who will make the plans, who will, you know, do the thing. But I can get really annoying. I think I can get really annoying with friends constantly asking everyone if they want to hang out or do something. And sometimes I can be a little clingy in that way. And my way of loving people the wrong way is sometimes a little too much. I think I love people a little too much sometimes. I think I care a little too much. And in the end, it's hurt me a great deal, but maybe I just haven't found my people yet who can love me in the same way that I love other people and want to be around other people. But that's how I love people the wrong way, is I can get a little clingy. I can get a little, you know, I just want to be friends with everybody. I just want to love everybody. And sometimes that's hard. Sometimes it's hard when people have their own lives and they're busy and they can't reciprocate that kind of energy that you're giving them. So sometimes I think I get a little too attached a little too quickly. That's all I have for this week, guys. So we will see you next week on the Visualize Meditations podcast. Bye. I hope this episode inspired you to take your vision and turn it into your reality. If you did enjoy it, please share it with your loved ones, leave a review, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @livingyourvision. We will see you next time on the Visualize Meditations podcast.